when your company is just starting out, should you focus on and spend money on content? How do you take the step to trust a company to outsource to when content is so important? That's what we're talking about with Doreen Bhatia, founder of Cloudscape. I'm Sarah Robinson, a manager here in Audience Ops, and on this episode of the podcast, Doreen shares about how he's focused on content as a way to help grow his company as he prepares to enter his third year of business. Doreen's family has a long history in retail, and from this he founded Cloudscape, a company that enables retail shops and restaurants to leverage technology in order to streamline business and work more efficiently and effectively. Though he wears many hats, Doreen now is able to focus on his role as managing director and on the overarching strategy of the company. But about a year ago, after listening to Audience Ops founder Brian Castle's Productize podcast, Doreen really understood the benefit of productizing a service-based business. And because of his trust in Brian, based on the knowledge and ideas that he was sharing, Doreen decided to work with Audience Ops for content. Even though his company was small, he decided to work with us. And he knew that people will come back for consistent, high-quality content. Doreen shares how we've worked productively together and shares his thoughts on how founders can take that step to outsourcing content and why that's so important even when your company is new and or small. Check it out. Doreen, thank you so much for joining us today. We are excited to have you on the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So let's jump right in. What is the latest milestone or recent milestone that your company has hit?
Yeah, great question. I'm super excited. We've crossed a million dirhams in revenue. And it's a super exciting milestone for us. As a small team, we've come a long way in the last 2.5 years. And I'm super proud to have my team and I support a vision that I started out as just myself, you know, short 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's really exciting. It has been a short period of time. And what big growth since that time, both in people and in revenue. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So as you are about to hit this third year, what has surprised you about this journey as a founder or something that you've learned along the way?
One of the biggest lessons I've learned is the benefit of productizing a business, especially a service business. And as I mentioned earlier, I've heard a lot about Brian Castle, and I've been a big believer in his ideology of productizing and how to productize and what the benefits are. And for me, that was a really good learning piece. I feel that we've been able to do a lot of other things in our business just because we have such a standardized offering, and clients can come in and choose what package they like as opposed to us giving out a custom quotation every time. So the idea of packaging, pricing, and having customers choose their own really makes it easy for us to do business. And I think that's a big surprise that I've come across. And it's also something that's enabled us to grow at the rate that we have.
Absolutely. That's great that you found Brian, the founder of Audience Ops, and his podcast and his ideas around productizing services. So typically for a business, marketing is a big part of how they grow and people learn about them. So what sort of marketing are you currently doing that's working for you?
I think it's safe to say that content marketing has been and will continue to be a great enabler for almost all businesses and of all sizes. And that's no different for Cloudscape. So Cloudscape, we've adapted content marketing as a big part of our marketing strategy over the last year. Given the size that we're so small that it makes sense to put out great content and let content then attract people to us. And I feel that's something that we've been working on successfully the last couple of years. So we started with Audience Ops just a little while ago, and we are now almost approaching, I think, a year in having Audience Ops deliver content for us, and we're super excited with the results that Audience Ops is and that content has generated for us. Apart from that, we're going to start doing also is using paid advertising to drive people back to our website using the content we just talked about. One of the other things that I missed saying earlier, which was the milestone, we also launched a brand new website and a brand new brand, and we rebranded, and we now want to drive that marketing machine to use all of these different content assets that we've created, the new brand, and drive all that traffic into our fancy looking website.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's true, right? If you want to have ads, they need to go back to something. There needs to be content for them. If you have a great looking website, you want people to stay on that site and learn more about you. So content helps you do that. Well, we're excited that, you know, we can provide that content for you and help you do that. So I'm curious, what are your thoughts about the idea that founders shouldn't blog or shouldn't take the time to actually create the content?
Yeah, I came across this idea when I first landed on Audience Ops website maybe just a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago. And that's when I started entertaining the idea of having someone else do the content. And that idea really resonated with me. Founders have got multiple things to do and multiple hats to wear. And while the idea of the content should come from the founder, I feel that founders have a lot more things to worry about. So having someone like Audience Ops definitely allows the founder to share ideas, share thoughts, but have someone else execute, and so that they don't end up being the bottleneck. So in my case, I used to try and write a lot of content, and I realized that I was being the bottleneck for my own business because I was trying to do so many other things. But having this offloaded to someone like Audience Ops at the quality they deliver, it's been a really big advantage for us to not have to worry about blogging. And I think that's why I agree with that idea. And I think founders should put some thought around, put some strategy around it, but definitely have someone else take that piece over, whether it be in-house or outside of the company.
Definitely. So how was it for you to actually let go of that piece? Because I think it's one thing to sort of know, well, I'm the bottleneck and I'm the hold up here, so I want to outsource that. But to actually let go of that critical piece of your business, how was that for you?
I'd say initially it was really difficult to wrap my head around that idea. I was of the impression that maybe we should do everything in-house. But I have to say that over the last year and so, it's been a great opportunity to have Audience Ops to do it. With anything else in life, as in business, handing over takes time. So if there's, I think, a great thought put behind it, there's some clear ideas that are put on paper and that are shared with the person that is taking it over, you know, I feel it makes the journey really easy.
Yeah, those are some great insights and tips to how to outsource productively to a company like ours. Anything else that's helped this be a productive working relationship in the last year or so?
One of the cool things that I've liked when an Audience Ops does for me is they come up with the content ideas and they present that as a roadmap and say, hey, look, this is the strategy that you're after. So I guess what I've been trying to get at is writing the content is just one big bit of it, but having someone also then put the roadmap out for you to say, look, this is what the next few months look like. What are your thoughts? Let's have a conversation. Yeah, input is always welcome. That collaborative effort has been very, very helpful for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we find that the collaboration is truly helpful too, because the more we can learn about a company like yours and the customers and the goals, all of that insight really does help us create the content that is going to be useful for you. What benefits have you seen from working with Audience Ops so far?
So we've closed two big deals thanks to the content that Audience Ops put out. So right off the bat, that I mean, there's big monetary value for us. Also, the ability of people recognizing us even before we email them or we call them, they come and say, hey, look, we loved your content. We'd love to have a conversation. So having people come to us because of that has been a great advantage. They also appreciate the brand and they trust the brand more because they see high quality content coming from us. And they have lesser mistrust, I would say, in doing business because they now have, they know, they like and they trust us. And people always do business with who they know, like, and trust. So that's, again, been a very big advantage of Audience Ops having doing our content, apart from all the technical benefits.
Yeah, that's great. So if we kind of go backwards in time, I know we said, you know, you were the bottleneck and so you knew you wanted some help there and you wanted to create the content. But what prompted you to first start thinking, okay, maybe this is something I should outsource? Was there a moment where you realized this, I should stop doing this and let someone else take this over?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's always these watershed moments that we can go back to. I had a similar opportunity where I was working with a marketing strategist who we brought on board to help us put some thoughts in place of what that inbound strategy would look like. And we knew that content was a key part of that strategy. What we were missing was the execution. And we put a lot of thought about, well, we had a content calendar made together. And we said, look, these are the things that we're going to talk about. But every day something or the other happened and I could not be able to deliver those pieces of content to that consultant. And from there on began this idea of looking for someone else to have done this. And we looked around Upwork and had some conversations with some freelance consultants. But then I came across Audience Ops and I thought that was a really good offering, scalable, clean type offering, which I thought was very good. And despite it being slightly outside our budget, I feel that I've made the right choice with Audience Ops, bringing Audience Ops on into doing this piece for us.
Good. Well, yeah. And I know as a founder, it can feel like a stretch sometimes where you're putting your money in, should we do this? And I think you're going through the thought process of what a lot of founders do of, I know I need content, but how do I do it? And you look at different sites or like you said, hire a freelancer. Do we bring someone in? Do we outsource? So how did you really decide to go with Audience Ops? You've kind of alluded to why you love us so much, and we're glad about that. But what really helped you make the decision and feel good about it, especially stretching your budget at that point in time?
I think as founders, we always look out for quality versus quantity. And one of the things I did very early on in my career at Cloudscape, and when it began, I used to listen to a lot of Brian's podcasts, and having him repeat sort of the benefit and having him establish himself as a thought leader in my mind made that decision easier. I knew that when I was comparing other services to Audience Ops, I knew that I had this trust and respect for Brian. And I think I understood that I was going to get high quality content from day one, which has been the case. But also the other big piece here is I don't see anybody else doing it as consistently and as focused as Audience Ops does it. So that for me was two big reasons to go with someone like you guys to help us outsource our content.
That's great. And so it helps to show what we're doing in terms of building our brand and trust is working. And that's what ultimately we wanted to help you do as well. Build that brand, build the trust through the content that you're sharing with your people and your potential customers.
Absolutely.
So why do you think it's a good idea to continue to focus on content creation?
I think, as I mentioned earlier, content marketing is going to be and will remain to be a very pivotal marketing strategy for most businesses. And especially the smaller you are, content is going to help drive that business. So that's one big reason for us to continue. We want to generate have our marketing machine churn out quality content, which will then attract quality people to our own brand and then nurture them through the funnel and help them know, like, and trust us. And so for that very reason, it is very important for us to continue with this journey. And this is just the beginning of that. I feel there's a long way to cover. There's so much more you can do with content. So podcasting, repurposing episodes of content as podcasts or videos, all of that, again, makes it a really, really powerful methodology compared to other marketing strategies. I feel content is going to be very, very pivotal for growth.
Yeah, I love what you said there about it almost is more important the smaller you are. And I think that that's sometimes hard for a company to wrap their head around. You know, I'm a one-person team, a two-person team. There's other areas we should focus on, but you're really advocating for focus on the content when you are small. So can you share anything more about that, of how to keep that mentality or to encourage other founders maybe to go for it, even when they're small or starting out?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the point to impress upon fellow founders is, if you're going to be wanting to build a brand and you want to be able to build this brand that people can trust, they're going to want to see what you are, what you can do. And content is a great way to showcase that. So no matter if you're a one person or a two person team, if people can see the quality of your work through the content you produce, they're going to start to build more trust towards you. The other thing that I've always believed in is if you prove yourself to be the thought leader in the market, people will trust that more often than just looking at price as a competitor. So being a thought leader is very, very important. And the smaller you are, being a thought leader allows you to separate yourself from the noise. It allows you to have an identity on the internet. And as you know, most searches start off the internet. And if that content can bring you to our website or bring you to their website, to a company's website, you're more likely to go with them because then you're not seeing them as a thought leader, as a subject matter expert.
Absolutely. And as we were talking about before we sort of officially started the podcast, you, we think, are the first doing this sort of service for retail and restaurants. So I think in that case, it's even more important that you show yourself to be a thought leader, because someone might Google and want to improve the way they're running their business. They might land on your site. You're the only one they find. But if there's nothing to back it up, they won't buy. So even for, you know, new companies who are starting out, who there aren't a lot of competition within that space, it's even maybe more important then, as you said, that you prove yourself to be a thought leader and trustworthy.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree anymore. And I think that's exactly the point here is establish yourself as a subject matter expert or a thought leader right out of the gate and build that authority and then get people to trust you because of that great content. As small as that content piece might be, it still allows you to be found on the internet and have people stick around on your website.
Definitely. So for our founders who are maybe entering that next phase of growth, or, you know, talking about founders starting out, any tips or words of encouragement for them?
Yeah, lots.
I know it's broad. Lots.
Trust and believe in the idea and the vision, and find people that can believe in that vision rather than that can come on sell for you. What has been pivotal for us is to bring a group of people together who believe in that bigger vision that we've got, which is enabling retailers and restaurateurs to do more in business. And I'm so happy to report that my team believes in that vision, and they can then go out and deliver that in their own little ways. So I think that'd be one big key thing. I'd say second is start to think about content and how your content can affect your niche, and figure out what that niche is, and then start getting content produced for that niche. It's super important to know your niche. And I think a lot of business owners miss that bit. They'd rather spread the net wide rather than narrow and deep. And that's been a very big change for us as well. So I'd say those two are the biggest key learnings that I could share with fellow founders.
Great. Well, I love that. Well, if people want to learn more about you, especially if they are in either the retail or the restaurant space, or they just like to see more of what you're up to, where can our listeners find you?
Yeah, we'd be happy to have them. Our website is www.cloudscape.ae. They can also find us at Facebook/Cloudscape Technologies or on LinkedIn. Same thing, linkedin.com/Cloudscape Technologies. And we'd be happy to share some great content with them when they're there.
Fantastic. Well, for anyone who's actually on our site, we will link all of this, but you can find Darren and Cloudscape and learn more about them and the great content that we are working on together to produce. So thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This was a really enjoyable conversation.
Thank you, Sarah, for having me. It's been great.
Thank you again to Darren Bhatia from Cloudscape.8 for sharing more about his company, the role the content has played for him, and his thoughts for other founders. If you'd like to learn more about done-for-you content, you can request a free consultation at audienceops.com.